Any dog who saw that face would have thought it was a vampire. I mean, he was making claws and growling, don't forget that, and slouching towards me like, I don't know what, like some kind of huge frankincense monster. And any head of ranch security would have... Well, our eyes met. He was grinning, obviously very proud of himself for what I couldn't imagine. I, on the other hand, beamed him looks of wounded pride and went to slow taps on my tail. Tap, tap, tap. Through looks and taps, I sent him a message. I can't believe you've done this to me again. I can't believe I fell for it again. It saddens me that you would make such a mockery of my position on this ranch. He got a huge chuckle out of it, of course. And to add to the sadness of the occasion, little Alfred peeked under the pickup and saw me in my state of... I held my head at a proud angle and tried to salvage a few shreds of dignity. Throughout the ages, small minds have always scoffed and giggled at the bold and the brave, at anyone who dared to be different or to think new thoughts. Sir Figley Newton invented the apple, and they laughed. Galileo invented pizza, and they laughed. Shakespeare wrote tender poems, and they laughed. Columbus discovered Ohio, and they laughed. The names roll on and on. Inventors, explorers, poemers, generals, heroes. And they were all mocked by the small minds of their day. Fine, I would take my place with those proud names and phooey. Slim thought he was so funny. Well, he wasn't funny, not at all, but never mind. After he had gotten his yucks and giggles out of my misfortune, he tried to make peace with me.
Did you think I was a gorilla monster, Hanky?
No, I thought you were a childish nincompoop.
Well, I just couldn't resist.
Yes, I was aware of that.
Come on out and let's be pals again.
Pals? Ha! The damage had already been done. Sorry. Wounds just didn't heal overnight, and some wounds never healed at all.
Oh, come on.
No. I had been shamed and humiliated. I had no choice but to remain under the pickup forever and ever. Slim could just find himself another dog.
Hey, Pooch. I found a stray dog wandering around on the county road. You might want to come out and meet him.
Huh? A stray dog? On my ranch? Why hadn't I been informed? Okay, it appeared that we had a stray dog situation on the ranch. Duty was calling. I swallowed my wounded pride and wiggled myself out from under the pickup. And that's when I met Jake.